and gentlemen, welcome David Spade.
Yeah. Good crowd. Big night.
Places, everyone.
Don't give up on me that quick. Jesus. It's good to be out here. It's good to be back in Phoenix. I haven't been out here since July. I was out here for the Melanoma Festival. Really big turnout this year. Lots of lesions. It's a good time. Spent most of the summer looking for shade. Driving around. Shade! Please! Driving in malls. I'll park a mile away. I don't care. I'm just looking for a tree branch, anything. Long weed. Big leaf. Get the front quarter panel under. Staying in a hotel this time. They put me up in a little bit of a shithole. Yeah. Just this side of Rinky Dink. First seven floors are homeless shelter, but I'm on eight. Everything's all right. Call down for a wake-up call. The guy answers. He's like, yeah, what's up? What's up, G? Not really a formal greeting. So I go, I'm looking for a wake-up call around 9:30. He goes, well, we don't have a wake-up call per se, but we have a bus that comes by around 6 a.m., you'll hear. I go, I'm looking more in the 9:30-ish area. And he goes, okay, so 6. Lo and behold, 6 a.m. Up. If that doesn't get me up, you know it will.
Housekeeping! Housekeeping! Bing!
No, need sleepy. Why can't they just read the thing on the door? You don't have to know English. Just know if there's a square thing, I don't want you in here. Anything hanging means no come in. Seriously, you don't have to know English. Be nice. Nice little plus. We don't want miracles. You don't have to know the country's language. But just some shapes. That's all. Just square. Little geometry. Stayed up and watched little Spanktrovision. The American way. There's really nothing wrong with Spanktrovision. One of the best inventions of the 1900s. The 20th century. Watch Terms of Endearment. Don't play dumb. Don't. It offends me. Bang the Nun slowly. I think that was a remake. Your Ass Licked Park. That one's scary a little bit. There's one with midgets, Itty Bitty Gang Bang. I'm not sure if that was worth $7.95, but, you know, it's a write-off, so. Oh, Schindler's Fist. So usually, I don't... I don't like that political stuff. The political porn isn't really where it's at late night. So did that, and that happened. See a lot of dates here tonight, a lot of gals. Reminds me of growing up here. I was a bad date. Horrible date all through high school and college. Here's an impression of me on a date in high school. Come on, chug it. Thank you, yeah. Little drinky poo. Here's my impression of a girl in high school I invited to a party at my house.
So, where is everybody?
They just took off. How about a jacuzzi? Sploosh! Here's the last thing a girl in high school says to me on a date. What'd you put my fucking drink to? Okay, that's enough. That's quite enough. I like to split the crowd in half right at the top. Yeah, little Everclear punch. We had Everclear punch. Everclear is like 3,000 proof grain alcohol, illegal in 44 states. Makes a nice little mixer. Put it with wine punch, got a nice little cordial. Girl's like, I can't even taste it. We know. Big garbage can full of it.
Speech.
Seeing one step. My buddy goes, dude, give her this much, it'll get her really hammered. But if you give her this much, it'll kill her. So, yeah, you got to play there. But keep your eye on it. Last girl I went out with blew me off, gave me the Heisman. Boom, straight arm, knee up. Now I'm out. Now I call her with lame excuses to see her. Hey, did I leave a penny over there? Yeah, maybe I'll swing by late night. Late night. Late night. Thought we were so crafty in college. Maybe I'll come by late night, hon. Girls ever break that down? Just looks bad. Oh, late night? Okay. Let me get this. You're going to go out with your pals, get hammered, and if you fail to nail some skank at a bar, come pound on my window at 4 a.m. Yeah, good. Good deal. The more I say it, the more I like it. Mark me down for a yes. Late night. That's the deal. So I went out on a date, tried to rekindle everything. Took a girl out, start from scratch. First date, always something's going wrong. Because you're a guy, you're just going to say something wrong. It's just going to happen eventually. But they ask you those kind of curveball questions. You don't really know what's happening. Don't know how to answer. She goes, how come I always catch you staring at slutty-looking girls with big boobs? I go, are you serious? Why? That girl was wearing pink, and pink draws the eye. That's basic optometry, hon. I'm surprised you didn't know that. She goes, no, I didn't. That's interesting. Then she doesn't say anything. She waits. Just brews in her head like a little El Nino. She calls me. 4 a.m. Not even a call, a fax. That's worse. It's more jarring. It's right next to my head. There's nothing worse at 4 a.m. than hearing... Seven page fax. First one's just got a big F on it. I'm like, I don't like where it's headed. Then we break up. Of course, I trash her to every one of my friends and family. I'm such an ass. Just beat her to it. My mom's like, she was sweet. I go, oh, really? She hated you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then sometimes she wanted me to steal stuff and then try, like, drugs. Yeah, yeah. Not quite the angel. And then we get back together, like, an hour later, of course. She's at dinner, like, why is everyone staring at me? You're wearing pink, hon. You know how that goes. Did the old dipsy doodle on that one. That's why I just want to get away from it all. Move out to the sticks, Montana, hundreds of miles from civilization. Get a cabin in the snow, right? That's the way to do it. Curl up with some cute girl. Say stuff to her like, scream all you want, sugar. Ain't no one gonna hear you. Yeah. There was a rock in that snowball. Well, Your Honor, I was just funning. We was wrestling. But I fly a lot. It's always a drag. Fly all the time. Whenever you get on a plane, flight attendant will always tell you the name of your pilot. Like anyone goes, oh, he's good. Oh, I like his work. And I always sit in coach, never sit in first. The thing about coaches, they don't even want you to see the people in first class. That's how much of a loser you are. Flight attendant will come on, shut that curtain. Sorry. Tire gun, why? God forbid you ring that call button. Whale that thing. It's coming all the way from New York. It's like a 5-hour flight. It took her an hour 40 to come back. What? What is it? A little too much hair behind the ear. I know there's trouble. Except for the main, meanest flight attendant, the oldest one who's up in first. She's got that scrunchie cranked real tight, giving her a little home facelift. I don't like her either. But I got this one. So she comes up after an hour 40. I totally forgot what I wanted. She's like, what is it? And I go, hello? Fine, quit playing around. Then I go, oh, no, wait, I remember. I know what it was. There was a pterodactyl back here. That's how fucking long ago it was. Where were you? What are you doing up there? Why isn't this connected to anything? Is there a candle in there? What's happening? You suck. And we land the plane. They're never allowed to land anywhere near the airport. It's always taxiing. So we're taxiing forever, trying to find a gate. There's no gates. Guess we didn't tell them we were coming. So we're taxiing around forever. Finally, we see some pilot, and he's carrying his keys. We start following him around for a little bit. But he's just getting something about his planes. We can't park there. So that sucked. Then. We're taping this. Anyway, so. Fucking backstabbers. That's cool. So I grew up here. Since day one. I saw my mom the other day. It's great. She gained a little weight because she quit smoking, which is totally cool. She quit smoking back in, what, 1972? But she gained a little bit of weight, yeah. Put a couple pounds on. That's all right. It just happens. And I understand it, but it's hard to listen to her reasoning. It's hard to have your mom tell you she has an oral fixation and she always has to have something in her mouth. Ugh. My stepdad's in the kitchen winking at me. You're not with old people. Yeah, you know me. You're not with old people. Boom, boom, boom. Ba-dam, 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 ba-dam. Exciting, isn't it? A special kind of business. What? Easy. And why do you know all the words? That's weird. So my parents got divorced when I was a kid. Parents got divorced when I was like 4. Actually, my dad just took off. It was one of those divorces. He split, and then he'd show up once a year and give me a Nerf football for Christmas. Thought he's my hero again. Oh, thanks, Dad. Whoa, it's two colors. You spoil me, you prick. Take me out for the weekend. Really wasn't his strong suit. It's pretty much why he bolted in the first place. So he'd take me to dinner at some happy hour in a bar. And I'm only 6 years old going, I don't like chicken wings. I feel sick. Put a little ranch on them. Everything's going to be great. But they're too spicy. It's almost 7. Let's go. Take me for a big weekend at the state fair. Yeah. The AZ State Fair. That is a grim bunch, gang. I got bad news for America. They're pulling them in from all four corners on that one. Yikes. I played that game where you throw a quarter and try to make it land on a plate sprayed with Pam 50 yards away. stick. She went like, I never got that far. I have no idea. I was out there all day going,
King! King!
I don't find out till later in college. It's physically impossible to make the quarter stick because of the laws of the universe. But of course, that's not posted everywhere. So I'm out there with all this money going, oh shoot, I almost had that one if it wasn't for gravity. Hey! I'd be really good at this game if it was on Neptune. So me and my dad are partying, talking about girls. He's a little bit of a player. In the Phoenix scene. So we talk about girls, that's always a mistake. Because we're more like friends. So I go, I met this girl, we've been going out a little bit, and I haven't slept with her, so I don't know if that's cool. It's been about 2 months. He goes, you got to dump her, buddy. That girl's a prude. You don't want none of that. You want a girl like your mama. Oh, yeah. When I met your mama, she was 19, long and lean. She could do stuff with her mouth. Okay, Dad, that's mom. That's my mom. Remember how that works? Why don't you read me a story or something? I'm just telling you. She'd kind of dig her heels and get her butt up. Yeah, got it, pal. Jesus. Let's toss the Nerf around, man. Tuck me in. Give me a lifesaver. Be normal, you perv. Easy, baby. It's a grim reality. I go, but you know what? I don't know, because this girl's kind of young, and I'm not sure. He goes, you know the drill. 18's legal. 17 with consent. 16 with a note. 15 if her dad's in the room. Low five. Is that really the law? I don't know if that's really the letter of the law. Shops at the little outlet. My dad goes to the little outlet. It's like a little, you know, like designer knockoff store with irregulars and, you know, garbage from designers that they resell. The only problem is he brags about it. You're supposed to kind of do that on the low key, you know? I got a nice tie. That's right, Davey. Ralph Lauren. Regularly $80. Little tomato stain. You can barely see it. Oh, a box! Sweet. Hell yeah. Drawstring alligator pants. Little small split in the seam. Easy fix. A little blood on the leg. $3! How do you get blood on the leg? David, mine is not to question why. The little outlet. I buy and fly. If it's a tough stand, I shout it out. That doesn't work, I turn it inside out. That's why I'm a mess, because I was with my mom the whole time. So growing up was just pure mom. It was kid without dad. It's just a weird deal because I remember in fifth grade, I had a small situation. You know, because my mom for Christmas that year, she gives all the kids, you know, kind of fruity presents because, you know, she's a mom. That's cool. But her call for me was a T-shirt with a huge picture of me on the corner right here, like monstrous. And under it, it said, Dave. So you wouldn't be confused that this guy was this guy. Exact replica. I had my feathered hair. I was like this. So I get that. And she goes, where's the school? And I was like, I should. That'd be fun. Because I was a little bit of a fruit, you know, because I don't have my dad around. So I'd say stuff like that. Yeah, let's do it. I was heading kind of the wrong way. So I put it on. I'm like, yay, this is going to be a good time. So I go off to school, and then at the last millisecond, the male chromosome just somehow kicked into my brain and said, you know, just wear a shirt over it. Just a little button down, just something, in case, worst case scenario, it's not that cool. All right, just some sort of coverage, just for me. The male part, I only pop up about once a year. And I was like, great. So I grabbed my baton, I head out the door. Now, but seriously, I almost had one. She almost talked me into that. That's where I was headed. I had no guidance. I don't know. So I head down. So I go to school. And I go to... We play kickball before first hour. So I go to recess, and I'm sitting against the backstop. I'm like, what's up, gals? What's happening, ladies? You know, just kicking back. Just the normal daily drill. And they're playing a little kickball game. I'm actually pretty good at kickball. I don't want to talk about that. I'm a little bit of an athlete, but... Let's focus on this story. I mean, you roll it down, I'm going to kick it pretty hard. That's all I'm saying. Seriously, and some guys bounce it, which is illegal. Either way, I'm going to whack it. So if you're the pitcher, might as well roll it so you can sleep at night, because you won't be a cheater. Because either way, you're going to get shelled. But that's neither here nor there. So here I am. I'm kicking back, you know. And so I'm ready to make my move, you know. I'm ready to unveil the little spade face on my shirt. This is such a true story, it scares the shit out of me. Because I'm going back to it, backstop. This is like pre-hell. So I'm like this. This is when things are still going good for me in my life. And it was like the last 40 seconds of good. So I go... Open it just a little bit, just so you can see a little feathered hair. Whing! You know? There's no trouble yet. So everyone's kind of doing the game. So I go, hey, everything's cool. Pew, pew, pew. Start to take it off. Gets about halfway over my shoulder. And I think that's the first time that the whole school in unison yelled, queer! And I go, ah! Button up. Ran to my first room, dove under the desk. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. My BP is like 10,000 over 50,000. I was freaking out. The whole school comes in. They're like, oh, my God, Spade's got a picture of himself on shirt. I was like, no, I don't. This is why I'm going to hell. I go, I swear to God, I don't. First lie. I swear to God, I don't. I was totally up against the wall. And so I was like, beep, 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 beep. And then they go, yes, you do. And then here's my other horse shit defense. I go, they can't even do that. They can't even put a picture on a t-shirt. Did you hear what he said? Isn't that funny? Meanwhile, that's all they can do to t-shirts, is put pictures on. I would have gotten killed in cross. I was unbelievable. So I sat there and they go, we should put it in the time capsule. So in 2010, they can know what a fruitcake you were. For prosperity. Sad. So I might dig that up. We should go dig that up. But here's the upside of fifth grade. The only good thing is Brad Pitt went to my school. Brad Pitt for 1 year went to my school. And he was a little lady killer back then. He's a good-looking kid, I'm telling you. Even back then, you could tell he was a cutie, because I remember when I got my class picture and I brought it home. My grandma, I was staying with my grandma, so she was checking it out, and she was looking at it. She goes, oh, my gosh, Davey, you have to be the cutest boy in that whole gall darn. Oh, my God, I'd fuck that kid. Holy shit. You know this dude? Hook me up. I'm your grandma. Take care of me. I used to take care of you. Do something for me. That kid is a piece of ass. Oh, my God. I want to get in there and do some damage. Rattle it around. Grandma, easy. God damn, the other kids in your school are so gross. Grandma, I go to that school. I know you suck. Where's this dude? Get on it. Now it's totally weird. It's totally weird now, because now I see her. And I go, hey, Grandma, what's up? She goes, did you call your buddy for me? No. Dick. You're such a dick. My God. You said you knew him, and I called you on your shit, and you pushed out like a fairy that you are. My God, I want to bite that guy's ass. Ah! Speedbag is nuts. Hada, 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 hada. Arr! Yeah! Grandma, I think he's seeing somebody. I don't give a shit. I know tricks. Zippity doo doo. Grandma knows some shit. I put a long tail on that kite, didn't I? Zippity doo doo. Good God. So I see all my friends from high school around. You know, it's funny when you see people that you went to high school with that are like the same. You know, one of my buddies is kind of a little dealer. He's like a little lowball drug dealer from high school. He had like weed and speed and some stomped on stuff. And it was just like, you know, he's doing the same thing now. So sad. He's got like $40 million, you know, and lives in a mansion, 18 cars. He's a loser, right? I mean, No, he's the same. He lives in his mom's basement. The only thing different about him is he has this big aquarium now. So all he does is sit home all day and stare at a fish and go, look, he goes over there a lot. All right, I can't do this anymore, dude. I have a job. Thing was, he has all these like psycho pets because he's a dealer. And he's like whacked out. He has like a monkey and a tarantula and a Gila monster. So when we were growing up, he had this tarantula and he always wanted him to walk on me because I was scared of it. And it was his only joy left in life because he was so dulled by drugs. So, but on the other side, he'd give me free weed if I let it walk on me, even though I was scared of it. And so I'd let him. Sometimes it was sad. I shouldn't even tell you that. But he'd give me like a little dirty bag of shake if I do it. So I'd be like... So he'd always go, let him walk on you, dude. You know the deal. Let him walk on... Look, he's walking on you, dude. Don't act scared. They can sense it. So then he put him down. Always try to get him high because he's just kind of a dirtball. So he'd go, hey, dude, what's up?
He's feeling it. He's starting to freak out, dude. Look at him. He doesn't know what's going on. He's freaking out.
Meanwhile, the tarantula is exactly the same. Nothing different about him. He's like, oh my God, shh, don't tell him. Oh my God. Tarantula's going, I can't believe I should be in the desert. I'm on this loser's lime green beanbag chair. He's blowing these shit weed hits in my face. I'm not even high. He's stoned off his ass like a lightweight, and he's a dealer, no less. His mom used to get stoned too, which was just like uncomfortable at best. It's always weird to be doing a bong hit with his mom hanging over me going, pull it through, you pussy. Let's go, dude. If you cough, you get stoner. Really, is that... Pumping at Rush Tape. Yeah. Begin the day with a friend. Please, Mrs. Richmond, it's hurting my ear. I sound like him. Listen. Friend the song of true self. Please. You really don't. Shh. You made me lose it. Kick it up again. Do Free Will. I know that one pretty good. Why does she sound like a guy? I don't know. They all sound the same, all the fake voices of people that I never met, things that didn't happen. Entered. So I was trying to get a job when I was growing up, and I was total loser. My mom was like, get a job, loser. And I was like, nobody's hiring. Everyone's hiring.
I can't find it. I've been everywhere.
She goes, go down to McDonald's. March down to McDonald's. They're always hiring. Your grandma works there. Go down there and work with her. She's like, I don't want to work with grandma. We're not getting along right now. So I go down there. The thing is, the good thing about McDonald's is these people still care about their jobs. The one place they still give a shit. They all have little hats on, little name tags, suit, computers, and they're ready to rock. Focused. I'm into it. So when I walk in, I always connect with somebody. I build up a little trust. Me and you, dude. Me and you. Right here. And then at the last second, I go, eh, juke him out and go to someone else. He's like, shit, what does he care? They don't get commission. So I go, and he goes, and they're a little cocky, too. Can I help you? And I go, you know what, Steve? You can't. I'm going to have a quarter pounder of cheese. Boop, bop, beep, bop, beep, bop, boop. Anything else? Oh, yeah. French fries. Beep, bop, beep. Is that it? Oh, no. Diet Coke. Then I give him the curveball. No onions on that quarter pounder. No idea what to do. Frozen in fear. Little bead of sweat. They have to shut the whole place down. We have a code blue situation. Store 29. Code blue. Roger. Scramble. Scramble. Then nothing can happen until the guy with the keys comes over. Zzz, how are you? Nice to see you. No onions, no problem. Guy's a hero. He's a bully, too. Out of my way, trainee. Back to fries, you loser. All right, right here. It's all here. I have all the buttons. I know all the keys. I initial all the voids. No. Zoom, sink. I have the keys to all the meat lockers. There's a reason I've been here 6 months, my friend. So I went to the Phoenix Zoo. That's a good time. Oh, boy. Phoenix Zoo is a good time. It's a good time killer because I just don't get to go there a lot. So I went there. It's 111 degrees. I'm the only species out walking around. There's nothing happening. It's the Phoenix parking lot. So I go there and I see the chameleon. That's the first thing I see. And he's in this green cage and he's totally green. And he doesn't have to be. And he doesn't know where he is, but he's green and he's committed, and I respect that attitude. He's pumped up about it, too. He's like, check this out, dude. I'm totally this green. Look at me. I'm this exact color green. This is a hard shade, too. Check it out, dude. I can't pull it off much longer. It's all sweaty. I'm like, good God, he made me uncomfortable. I go, hey, psst, relax. Mellow out. You're caught. You're in a cage at the zoo. Just kick back and be whatever color's most comfortable. Should have tried that shit in the jungle. Maybe he'd still be there. Seriously. I'm telling you. And then I want to see the monkeys. So ridiculous. I'm like so happy to be at the zoo and all the animals are pissed. So I go to the monkey cage, which is, you know, like a cement stucco carport to their natural habitat. And I walk up, and it's like a gas station. They hear ding-ding in the back. They know they got to come out and do their tricks, and they're pissed because they're in the break room. They don't want to deal with it. So they're all kicked back, looking up at the TV monitor, and one of them's like, Bob, it's your turn. He's like, no, I know I'm going. Gugh. The other one's like, hey, don't forget. E-e-e. He's like, oh, yeah. E-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e. So he gets out. He's like, gugh, what do you want? And I'm like, hi, monkey. I'm so psyched. Monkey, monkey, popcorn for the monkey. He's like, oh, criminy. So is this all for me? Or do I have to share it with all my monkey friends? Beat it. Little monkey hand. He's like, I get it, monkey. I know what you're doing. So then, and then I wanted to see the bears, and the lady goes, I don't know. You know, we had a little situation with the bears, an incident. Someone climbed into the bear cages because they thought the bears were waving them in. And I go, what? I could kind of see that, you know, because bears are like. But you know what? No, it's. If you've been on Earth for any amount of time, you know they're probably not waving it in. No one even has to tell you that. It's just. It's like a gut feeling. So, and then she goes, but they were also, you know, high at the time on something. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that makes more sense because they see it. A little skewed. So they see this. Gotcha. Come here. Yeah, he died. That didn't work out for him. I saw some concerts recently. I saw Leonard Skinner. This is ASU. I'm a true dirtball. I'm telling you, I get back to my dirtball roots. Saw Lynyrd Skynyrd just because I wanted to hear my one favorite song by them. But you know I'm going to sit there for 2.5 hours because, God forbid, they open with Freebird. There's going to be a trampling getting out of there.
Wait, we got some other stuff.
Every other song they sing should be called Not Freebird because that's what it is. Here's another one that's not Freebird. I saw the Eagles. They had the sheer balls to open with Hotel California. They're like, oh yeah, we'll open with it. We don't care. We got 2,000 songs we can follow. And that was fun because they were great. But you know what? They made the mistake of trying to incorporate our city into their song because dipshits like me get impressed that they can read our town off the back of a mic stand. So they go out on a dark Arizona highway.
Yeah, that's us, dude. Psh, psh.
So happy. But then they keep milking it. Cool Scottsdale wind in my hair.
Still us, dude. My friend lives in Scottsdale.
Warm smell of Sun Devil Stadium. All right, we get it. Get off. I get a little ornery. And I saw REM. They're the best. That guy's so serious and heavy. He comes up.
This next song is about the over-commercialization of rock and roll and how corporations have come in.
Hey, just sing the goddamn songs, all right, buddy? I'm already depressed. I want you to make me shiny and happy. Let's go. Perk up for 52.50, no less. Yeah. I only know 3 REM songs, and guess what? I don't like 2 of them. Oh, yeah, I said it. I'm not cool. I don't like REM. Don't hang out with me. I'm a nerd.
It's just, I'm really mad because I'm really rich and I wear this little green t-shirt. Everything's gone right in my life and I'm really pissed about it. This whole stadium is full because of me and every one of my wildest dreams has come true and I'm a bazillionaire and I've never been more livid. Everything's horrible. I'm like, let me tell you something, friend. If your life sucks, then I'm fucked, all right? Now sing Radio Free Europe and beat it. And make it sound like it does in the album. No tricks.
Yeah. Growing up, I think Queen was my favorite band. They were hot. You know what's funny is, I didn't know bands were gay growing up, you know? I didn't know. You have no concept of that as a kid. Like, my favorite band, like, my mom liked Liberace. I had no idea. I liked Elton John. No idea. Queen. Queen was actually helping you out. They were throwing out some hints, too. They weren't hiding. First of all, name's Queen. That's where 90% of the country checked in on that one. Not me. Nice. Cool name. Secondly, their songs are about making out with guys. Didn't bother me. They wear buttless chaps in concert. I was like, those guys get a lot of pussy. They really don't. My friend told me, I was like, what? It's not true, because I saw him in concert, and he grabbed the other guy, and he... Uh-uh. You mean he wasn't pretending that that... Wham. No idea. I'm in the dark, gang. I don't know. Found out like a month ago. I just thought there were a couple of good-looking guys with, you know, fluorescent lipstick. But if I go back and listen to those songs, I can tell. You can tell, just listen to the words. Like that one song, Jitterbug. Jitterbug.
jitterbug. You put your ball sack into my mouth. Jitterbug. It goes a teabag. Something. Oh, that's wrong. It's a little catchy, but it's wrong. Moved out to California, IA. It's just a whole different weird deal. Like, my friend's wife's a stripper out there. Stripper. I met her, and he wanted me to walk her down to work. I was like, all right, I don't even know her. First of all, I don't even know why she's dressed like a cowboy at noon. I don't even question it. I just said, okay, I'll walk her to work. I don't know where she's going. So we go down to, like, the booby barn or whatever. It's just a grim deal, the booby trap. She has to pay for me to get in because the mob's not big on comps. So I go in. I'm in this dirty little grease hole. It's just a shocker being from out here. I'm in some dirty strip club, and she's like, I'm on next. I go, ooh, do good. I don't know what to say, you know? So she's up there. She's like, welcome to the jungle. Then she comes back. How was I? I go, ooh, best one. Very gifted. You were shaking them around. They were both going clockwise. Thought that was good. This guy had a rod over here. It was a good set. It's good stuff. She liked my little critique. She said, all right. And she goes, this is my buddy Amber. She might do a lesbo layout with me in Hustler. I was like, ooh, charmed, I'm sure. That is great news. A lot of people see that. Good luck. Good luck with that whole showing your pussy to the world thing. Hope that works out for you. Double cross. Let's get this one. Silent prayer. Half hour later, her husband shows up. By that time, I'm climbing on stage with a 20 in my mouth going, feed the kitty. Oh, we're leaving? Okay, good. Okay, hon, I'll see you home. Tricycle. I don't really know what the full theme is. I just know it's desert cacti truck. I don't know. Oh, but it sings, baby. It works. So the same, this mic that guy and let him run around. I know who that is. hee-hoo. So the same guy wanted to have kids, this guy with the stripper wife. And I'm like, okay, bad idea. But he goes, I'm thinking about having kids, but I don't know, you know, because it's weird, because, you know, I don't know if sex afterwards is going to be the same. And I go, I don't know. I don't know the answer. And he goes, yeah, I'm going to, you know, my trick is when we go in the delivery room, I'm going to be up in the observation window. And, you know, when they have to sew everything up, it'll be like blackjack. I go, how so? He goes, you know, doctor will be like, and I'll be like this. You got 20 here. Hit me. Sickening. How dare you laugh at that? Ah. Ah. I'm a little flush. What? Wait, aren't you a guy? What happened? Now, but seriously, I got hit by a car the other day. Yeah. I'm all right. No, I appreciate the concern. I got hit by a car. It wasn't that bad. I was going about 8. Guy behind me was going about 11. But he was at 11. He wasn't getting to 11. He was at. So it was pretty bad. Wasn't that bad, but he was behind me, so cha-ching! Oh! C4, C5, bingo.
So he gets out of the car. He's about 105 years old. He's a very elderly man. A little kooky in the head. So he comes up, and I'm a little discombobbed. I'm like sitting in my car going, I just got tatered. So he comes up to the car, starts saying things he probably shouldn't say at the scene of an accident. He walks up and goes, hell, buddy, I wasn't even looking. Shh. Might want to keep that to yourself. Then he just keeps burying himself. I can't drive a stick. I don't know which one's the brake. I don't have a license right now. I'm on medication. Shut the fuck up. I'm telling you. My legs are numb. I've been drinking. I got glaucoma. Can't see too good. I tried crack, see if I wouldn't get addicted. Get out of the car, you pussy. I'm gonna take you out. Hey, easy. Took off his shirt. Took off his shirt and turned into one of those guys from Cops. You ever see Cops when they go to someone's house? All my life, my friend's house, no one's dad ever had their shirt off. Every single idiot on Cops that gets busted has their shirt off when they go to their house. They have their shirt off, lazy boy, dolphin shorts, one sock, flip-flop, cig, dog yapping, baby crying, TV on the fuzz. Not surprised there's a cop in their house. She hit me first. Dude. What? She hit me first. Defense rarely works. Anywho, cops, they kind of blunder, you know, not all the time, here and there. I remember when I heard about that JonBenet case. You remember reading about that? I was looking in the Inquirer when that came out, and I was thinking, JonBenet's not that hot without makeup. Seriously. I mean, she's okay. She's all right. Kind of average, though. She's talented. Not a stunner. Yeah. Don't you dare turn on me now. Ooh, JonBenet, I'm a little flush. Ooh, I like the episiotomy jokes. Yeah, where's the line? I don't know. People. Anywho, they had to exhume her body, the police did this month, which is horrible. You don't want that. And I heard it was because her mom wanted to change her outfit. That's not true, is it? Put on the red cowboy hat, 7 second thoughts. That's a rumor. See, don't listen to rumors. Give her a baton to Planet Hollywood. That can't be right. See, that's the internet. That's when it bites you in the ass. I like how I blame it on anything but me, telling you. So that's the deal. So I'm out in California. Going to movies a lot. I went to see Titanic. And it's great. Yeah, that's how you say it, Titanic. Yeah, everyone's so stupid. I like before Titanic came out. My friends are going, okay, I'm not going to see that movie, $200 million, stupid movie. You know, it costs $200 million. I go, I don't care, good. It still cost me $8 or whatever it is. They can spend however much they want. What I don't like is when they have one of those little fruity Sundance movies, little artsy movies I go see, and afterwards I go, well, that sucked. And my buddy goes, yeah, but it only costs $80,000. I go, that's not my fault. Still cost me $8. Why don't they charge me 5 cents to see that grainy little home video camcorder hunk of shit? Just keep it fair. I'll pay 20 to see Titanic. And I'll pay a nickel to see the fucking Zapruder tape. I don't know. Don't listen to me. This will all be taken up. The first 40 is just to get me loose. Yeah, going to movies is a drag too out there because you have to pay either $8 to park, yeah, or you valet it. So I'm like, should I either pay $8 or I have to hand my keys over to a guy who just got in the country that morning? So then I go in, I go to the snack bar. I don't think it should be legal to call anything that cost $18.50 a snack. Yeah, those are nice Twizzlers. Do you have financial aid? So I go in and sit down, and they have DHX, THX, 55 other ways to bust my fucking eardrums. Okay, it's loud, you win! Start! And God forbid anyone in front of me is 5'2 or over. I just can't see. If some girl's in front of me and she's got a scrunchie in her head, forget it. I'm just going to go home. Block out 88% of the screen. Halfway through, I'm like, hey, Mel Gibson's in this. Right on. I have cable. Love cable. I have Showtime. The thing about Showtime is like, it's just basically softcore porn. I'm into it. I forget I have Showtime until like Saturday mornings when I get up for work and it's 6 a.m. and I'm like, cartoon, 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 cartoon. Warning, this program contains massive nudity. Yeah! Showtime! I love you. Let me tell you though, there's nothing more useless on my cable box than the USA Network. You know why? Because there are some movies that are made just to show some boob. I mean, let's be adults, all right? You don't have to like it. Just accept the American way. It's like, you know, Summer Camp 4. Kind of cheesy movies like that. Just a little crap story linked together with some boobage. Fine. I'm okay with it. You're okay with it. Here's where I'm not okay with it. I sit through these little crap fest movies because there's a little, you know, we talked about that. So, the problem with the USA channel, which we're coming back to, is that they buy all these movies, take out the only one thing I want in them, and just play straight shit wall to wall for 90 minutes of nothing but boobless crap. It's not why I'm watching. So it's like, hey guys, here's a really stupid story and we're gonna bop through the forest. Hey, here's the boob festival. Let's go in. Cut to a quick jump cut. That was a fun boob festival. What? Where's the boob fest? This girl's so bored. She's like, I could be watching my Ally McBeal tape right now. This guy is an ass. So here's what happened. So I have HBO. HBO is a little highfalutin these days. Because the thing about HBO is they suddenly are getting away from their porn roots. Because it used to, you know, be kind of like the other pay channels, but it's getting too good, and that bothers me. Because they have like $15 million movies on. Like, what? I came home the other night drunk, wasted, 2 a.m., clicking through the channels like this. USA. Get to HBO. You know what's on at 2 a.m.? Autopsy. Autopsy. A show called Autopsy. You know what it is? We go inside a coroner's office and show you with a camera a live autopsy. Guess what? I can't whack off to Autopsy. Or can I? Yeah! Thanks a lot, you guys. I appreciate it. Take care.